This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores April Fools, reading science news wisely. And now here's Paige.
Have you ever been fooled by something you read on the internet or that a friend posted on Facebook? It happened to me. I was giving a public lecture, and in the Q&A that followed, I casually mentioned a story about a stunningly beautiful woman whose husband was suing her for having ugly children. He claimed that she had deceived him about all the cosmetic surgery she had before their marriage. I didn't take the time to verify this urban legend, and I was fooled. It happens to the scientific world as well. In 2005, Dr. Huang claimed to have successfully cloned human embryos and extracted their stem cells. His paper had to be withdrawn because most of the data and the stem cells were faked. 5 years later, he again published a paper claiming to have cloned human embryos and extracted their stem cells, this time with high efficiency. That paper fooled the reviewers at Science Magazine. In past episodes, I've talked about the problems with scientists falsifying data and problems with how the media frames scientific news. These two unhealthy aspects of publishing medical and biotechnological research combine to mislead the public over and over. Then factor in the 24-hour news cycle, which adds relentless pressure on media sources to generate high-impact stories. Multiply that by the power of social media, where Twitter's 140-character limit undermines thoughtful analysis, and you have a recipe for misinformation. So take care when you read headline news about the latest breakthrough in medical research. If you read it online, follow the hyperlink to the underlying study and see what the real story is. It may be that the reporter left out an important fact, such as neglecting to mention that a recent stem cell research study involved human cloning and embryo destruction. It happens to us here at the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity. We highlight news in our Bioethics Weekly email roundup, but some of those reports are later retracted. A story we posted in January about a new technique for reverting stem cells back to an embryonic-like state was retracted in March. By the way, if you would like a free subscription to the weekly email, go to our website at cbhd.org. Even high-quality sources such as Science Magazine or Lancet can get it wrong. That's why we at the Center seldom issue rapid-fire responses. As tempting as it may be to blast off a comment, it's better to wait and weigh the evidence. Hold both your enthusiasm and your vitriol. Taking the time to read carefully, to think, to discuss, and to wait may not be as exciting as being quoted by the press, but it is better to be wise than to be wrong. We don't want to be fooled, and neither do you. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.